We are going to continue the hour by talking about a great event that happens every year in Carrboro, and it's coming around again. This year's annual community dinner. This is the 24th Mildred Council annual community dinner, to be exact. Sunday, April 28th at McDougal School in Carrboro. Everyone's in town invited to come together and share a meal starting at 1 p.m. with live performances on stage. Communitydinner.org is the website if you want to go there and buy tickets online. Naris Levy is one of the organizers tirelessly every single year putting this together, and she joins us here now in the studio to talk about it. Naris, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Aaron, and thank you, WCHL, for the invitation and the continuous support over these 25 years.
Yeah. What should folks know about the community dinner and the history of it? Because it's a cool story.
Well, this is the 24th Mildred Council annual community dinner. 3 years ago, we named it after the death of Mama Dip, who was a co-founder with me of the event. And the other thing you should know is that we have involved close to 22,000 local residents and county residents in this project since we started 24 dinners ago. Mm. That's enormous, and this is not a profit-making event. It's an event to bring everybody in our community together. And when we say everybody, we mean everybody, including you who are listening.
And it's such a simple idea, but it's so deep and profound and meaningful and powerful. Just get everyone together to sit down and share a meal.
It is. And, you know, in 2014, we received a National League of Cities / Black Congress Award in Washington for the event. And they give 8 of these awards annually to various projects that they select. And the town of Carrboro nominated the dinner in 2014, and we were fortunate enough to win one of these awards. Everybody else had awards for gang mitigation, police crime relations, and then they said Carrboro Community Dinner.
Yep.
And people kept saying, where is this place called Carrboro, Orange County, North Carolina, where you can get everybody to sit down and eat together? That's a very unique thing to start with, that you can get people interested in sharing a meal.
I was talking with Allison Friedman, who heads up Carolina Performing Arts, earlier this month, and she was talking about the role of the arts in uniting people and bringing them together, especially at a time of polarization. And this does the same thing, like get people together from different backgrounds, different ages, races, together to sit down around a meal. It's a start. It's a
great start. Around a meal, and also our entertainment. As we say, if it's not on the table in terms of diverse, culturally diverse food, it's either in the volunteers who are also culturally diverse or in the entertainment. And I need to say that in 2007, we had the Carolina Chocolate Drops, including Rhiannon Giddens, and we gave them one of their first big gigs. And she now, of course, is a Pulitzer Prize winner. So we tell everybody, you know, you just stay with us. You never know where you're going to end up, you know. But we do, you know, select people from the community, and we back their entertainment and give a lot of publicity. So our website has images of everybody who's going to perform, and they're local performers. So we really showcase our community as well as bring them together. And our fiscal agent actually is the Orange County Office of Equity and Inclusion. It's changed its names many times. And we have a committee of 15 people, culturally diverse. And even during the pandemic, when we couldn't have a dinner in 2020, 21, and 2022, we met regularly. Mm. We, as a result, the committee is really a very firm committee, like a family, with an institutional memory of how the dinner is done. Mm. And it has lots of moving parts. It has the kitchen, the food, it has the volunteers, and it has the stage, and it has the community. So it's a bit like a big opera. You know, you have to bring everybody together on this stage one time a year for everybody to share the experience. It's a happening. So if you want to buy a ticket, you can go online at communitydinner.org. Or if you don't have any electronics at all, just go to Mama Dip's And Cece there will straighten things out for you.
Yes. Speaking with Naris Levy again, communitydinner.org is the website. The event is going to be 1 p.m. Sunday, April 28th at McDougal School in Carrboro. And again, everyone is invited to join in. You mentioned all of the different components of it. Let's talk about the entertainment. Who do we have
performing? Yes, well, we are having a great female saxophone group, four women who play the saxophone, the Seventh-day Adventist Church Karen Youth Choir. We're having the Venezuelan dance group, Erwin from the AME Church, who is a wonderful soloist, and we will have youth performers, and we're still working on that. So it'll be an event, and Ron Stutz, the famous Ron Stutz from WCHL, is going to be our MC, and we'll have simultaneous Spanish translation by Marilyn Henriquez-Vallejo, who is from the Office of Equity and Inclusion. And in the corridor, we'll have at least 18 nonprofit organizations with information about things like housing, youth programs. The Orange County Library will be there. We will have information and people attached to those organizations. These are all people who come every year to share the experience, but also to tell the community about themselves.
And then the food as well, which is mostly Mama Dips starting there, right?
Mama Dips, but also people are so generous. The Carolina Inn is sending 40 pounds of cooked green beans according to how they cook it. We have Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. Chapel Hill Kahila is making potato kugels. Somebody else is making regular kugels. This is sort of Jewish lasagna. Wegmans, very generously, and Harris Teeter. I mean, go on our website. You will see. We have to really thank Stroud Roses, because they are a major donor. And we also have to thank WCHL, who is giving us not only this interview, but also a PSA. You've been a supporter for 25 years, and we cannot thank you enough for that. But we also have the Orange County Libraries, the town of Carrboro, the town of Chapel Hill. So it shows you the breadth of support, how important this event is. So don't miss it. Be part of it. And I'm sure most of you listening to this can afford a ticket. And if you buy a ticket or want to give a donation of $30, that will pay for a family of four who cannot afford to come to the dinner. And El Centro Hispano is a huge supporter as well. So we have a big Hispanic support component with Venezuelan dancers on the stage, and they are wonderful. So you don't want to miss that.
$10 for adults, $5 for children. Get tickets online at communitydinner.org. And again, mark your calendars for Sunday, April 28th, McDougal School in Carrboro, 1 p.m. Come together with the whole community and share a meal. Terrific performances on stage as well, and that food is awesome too. Naris Levy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you. And as we say, come to the dinner, sit down with a stranger, and leave with a friend. And we have ended up with marriages, so try your luck, all right? Thank you.